Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and I'm sure everyone is happy to have you back. I mean, you weren't actually here with me, you little booger. You were at the beach, but you're back, and I'm glad to have you here. And hopefully I will get to go to the beach sometime soon. Hopefully we don't have the fear-mongering people shut our country down again or try to. I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit later, but I'm so glad to work for a company that is open. CHI Memorial is wide open, the hospitals, the offices. So don't worry about that. Go see your practitioner. If yours is shut down, come over to us. So we are living without fear, and we're using good precautions. Nothing wrong with that. I still say that with everything we are learning after this pandemic, hopefully the flu season will be somewhat lighter, and we may have learned something very beneficial to the country. But yeah, don't live in fear. People have good practices in businesses around town, mostly. Not all, but most are actually heeding the warnings but keeping their doors open. And I'm also glad to work with LHC Group, that's Home Health, with Home Care Solutions, Ringgold and Dalton, and Heartlight Hospice. Also still working hard, and so is Benchmark Physical Therapy. So all these people, these practitioners, nurses and doctors are here to serve you. So yeah, don't worry about it. Get out, see your doctor, go to your physical therapist. It appears safe. So I know a lot of people are still, and I do talk to a lot in my business, and most, I would say, easily 90% seem to be well-informed. They understand that there is some fake news out there and that it is not as bad as they are hearing. And they're still using, you know, good precautions. So keep doing that. Hand washing. Wear gloves if you want to. I don't care. Frankly, I'm enjoying the gloves at the at the gas station. And by the way, Costco, kudos to you for having Clorox cleaner. Surprised nobody steals it, but Clorox cleaner right there beside every single pump. And I, you know, clean off the pump after I'm done with it. And most people are doing that. And with the gloves, your hands don't smell like gas. So I'm going to start carrying those all the time, even well past this. I enjoy that now. So, you know, some companies are doing very, very well. Thank you for that. And I know, Ed, you're doing that in Nutrition World, and I would imagine you guys are running a strong business right now and safely.
Yes, we are. And it was interesting. A study came out today that said that supplement sales were up 14%.
Fantastic.
In the past 3 months. And generally, that's, I mean, we've been around so long that you don't get that huge jump normally. It grows at about 3%. So the people, so many people are understanding the value of lifestyle, nutrition, eating, supplements, all those to build the immune system. Because you're right, just because we're dealing with this one particular virus doesn't mean we shouldn't, you know, build the body against everything. Because if you can have a very strong, robust body, 95% of the time you're going to recover so much easier, so much quicker, without any significant side effect. The weaker ones are the ones who are the ones suffering, and the ones with blood sugar imbalances, obesity. And so we're really on a campaign to educate people, hopefully. In fact, I'm doing a Facebook Live on Monday. I think it's about 2 or 3 o'clock, on how to lose some of this quarantine weight. It'd probably be about 10 minutes long, and I'll take questions. But I've got a 3-step plan that people can use to lose some of that excessive weight. It looks like you don't need to do that. But
oh, that is just not true. So
you got good shirts on.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, fake muscles underneath. It's just blow-ups. So, you know, I just feel like I haven't done as much as I had before. But I guess if you think about it, I am out biking all the time now. So, you know, just doing differently than what I did. I just altered everything. So I'd like to get a little more routine back in my schedule. Mm-hmm. You and I are so routine driven, and I was so scheduled with the gym, and it's been thrown for a loop. And probably a lot of people out there that were disciplined in their exercise are doing the same thing. We have to not be the only two out there. Uh-huh. But the good thing is we can learn from this, and then in the long run, I think you and I and a lot of people out there will just expand what we know how to do and have a lot more fun at the exercise in the meantime. And I was just thinking, people, if you're out there in the middle of nowhere alone, you may not need a mask. For those of you I'm seeing out on the Riverwalk alone with nobody for miles around you, if you want to wear a mask, nothing wrong with that. I mean, you can do that. Mm-hmm. I choose not to. So make your own choice. We're adults. We can do that.
I loved it, what you said 2 weeks ago, the culture of fear. And I've not forgotten that, because that's what we have created, or we haven't, but the mainstream media has.
I've got something to add to that, a culture of fear and isolation. That's what I'm finding from a lot of patients. They are now feeling completely isolated and alone. And you know what? We need each other. We just have to have each other to make it through life. It just doesn't matter who you are. Even if you think that you don't need people, yeah, you do. And it's isolating so much of the population, and they're scared to get around other people. And that is just unhealthy psychologically. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no doubt depression and anxiety is skyrocketing, most likely. I mean, I felt the effects of it. You know, I'm a person who enjoys greatly having dinner out, and that, of course, was ceased for three months. We don't socialize, and we don't have the options of going to the Lookouts games and the this and the that. And it's a hole.
And I hope people are listening to this, and Mayor Burke, I hope you're listening as well. At some point, I mean, I do think we need things like, I just saw they canceled officially Moon River Festival last year. Yes, they did. They've canceled for 2020. They're planning on reopening for 2021. In a way, I understand. I went last year. The owner of Comedy Catch, thank you very much, Michael, had shared some passes with me, and I had a great time. But it was packed shoulder to shoulder. I mean, it's very crowded, you know, a mini Woodstock. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun, though, and I still think we would be able to be adults and go. But they're doing what they feel is right. They have the right to do that as the organizers. But I hope, since J-Fest wants to bring in all the Christian and family-oriented bands and friends of, let's see, what is it? I'm trying to think what the organization is. You can help me with that. That does Riverbend, Friends of the Festival,
yes,
maybe.
That's what it is.
And they're
is.
Hoping to bring in Chattanooga Unite, which is Riverfront Nights from the previous years. I think we need that. I think we need to unite. We've seen a lot of division locally and nationally, and I think there's a lot of room for healing and unity. I just think there is, and that's a great way to do it.
It would be. Now, I do understand from a business standpoint, shoulder-to-shoulder people were not quite ready for that, and I completely understand. So if I had to separate people by 5 feet, I wouldn't have enough room to pay the bills for what I had to invest. So some of this I do fully understand.
I do get that, but I think there's probably no one in the United States right now that doesn't know the six-foot rule. Mm-hmm. That isn't aware of everything going on. And what I'm seeing is family groups or friend groups that are already exposed to each other would probably stay together, and then mm-hmm. they'd keep a little distance between themselves and the next group. People are able to figure these things out. It's not rocket science. And I do think the vast majority of people can do it safely. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be very unifying for the community. And frankly, I'd like to go, and probably you would too.
Yeah, sitting at home every single night gets to be a little bit old, that's for sure. It's going to change. I'm going to get my Harley out. That's certainly a safe way to get out in the public.
I do miss my motorcycles.
I have not flown any in 5 months, so I hope to do that in another month or two.
Just promise me if you're up there in the Stearman, you're not wearing a face mask.
No, I have an aviator hat on, like 1940s.
That'll work.
Well, so I want to repeat, the Facebook Live is going to be on Monday at about 3 o'clock. You can look on our Facebook, nutritionw.com, or Nutrition World on Facebook.
Will it be taped?
Yeah, you can replay
it. Okay, because I'll be at work.
It'll only be about 12 minutes long. But the last time we did it, we just had tremendous replies and feedback, and people were, I don't know, I kind of like it too when I look at Facebook Live. It's different than a pre-programmed kind of script.
Well, it's a lot of fun. You can make comments as you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I was gone for a week. I did eat poorly as far as
I'm so proud of you.
Hush puppies.
No oysters, though, right?
Not yet. You got to bring me in on the oyster deal.
I will. I keep trying to. So we're going to have to commit to that in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. And I did have one piece of key lime pie, and I had some cinnamon rolls.
Oh, I'm hungry just thinking about it.
But I still had my drink for breakfast, my keto drink with the greens powder and flax seeds. And I walked about between 3 and 5 miles a day, which actually made me so sore that it was unlike anything in the gym. I have not walked that far in a long time, and it showed me what I needed. It showed me that that is my weak area.
Well, you know, like Tony Horton used to say, muscle confusion, he liked to mix it up. And yeah, he did have a point with that, and that was a good point. So mixing up, that's what I'm trying to think about as I am not doing what I'm accustomed to doing. Mm-hmm. That is probably good. And I'm even doing something, oh, people just laugh at this, but at the office, so in between patients, sometimes I'm running back to the back and doing some push-ups or sit-ups or something.
Oh, good.
Just, I'm thinking, why not? I mean,
yeah,
just because I'm at the office doesn't mean that we can't. I wish we had a gym mm-hmm. right there in our office, and who knows, maybe we'll have that one day. And why not exercise a little bit in the middle of your workday?
Absolutely. Every little bit adds up. Well, believe it or not, brother, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Becky Guerin, physical therapist at CHI Memorial. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and back with my good partner, Dr. Green. And today we have Becky Guerin, a physical therapist from CHI Memorial. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Becky.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I know that, you know, people's lives are starting to get back to somewhat of a normal pace. And that means that just because everybody thinks there's only one health issue out there, which is a virus, of course, it's not. We have multiple needs of clients and patients across the board that really hasn't changed any. And the fact that physical therapy is such an important entity for rehabilitation and healing of people who need it, I want people to understand, you know, what you offer and why it's, you know, a good option, and they can feel safe about that. So tell us more about what's going on with you.
Yes, we have two facilities that are currently treating patients at the North River Center YMCA, as well as the Hamilton YMCA out in East Brainerd. And we are providing care for anyone that feels like they could benefit from physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. So if you have been limiting your activity level and maybe have developed some new aches and pains, you are welcome to come and see us and see if we can help you work those out. Or if you have suffered some kind of injury or illness and just need to get back to your prior level of function, then we are happy to help you with those things as well.
You know, I've learned, and this is Dr. Green, I've learned that a lot of people don't understand the nuances, the difference between physical or occupational or speech therapy. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So physical therapy is primarily working on your mobility. So that is your ability to get from one place to another and do that in whatever way is going to be best for you. Occupational therapy really focuses on what you are going to accomplish once you get somewhere. So I like to explain it that physical therapy helps you maybe move from the bedroom to the bathroom, and then the occupational therapist is going to help you take care of the needs that you need to do once you reach the bathroom, or say if you're moving into the kitchen. So the job, the function that you are going to do wherever you are located is your occupation, and that's what occupational therapy is going to focus on. Speech therapy, also related to both of those, is going to help you with your communication. And they also are going to help if you have some swallowing issues, they can help you with that as well. But mostly communicating, kind of going through steps once you get where you need to be or who you need to communicate with, and make sure that you're processing those things well and making yourself understood and understanding others.
Now, if someone needed your services, do they have to have an order from somebody like me, or can they just show up?
Well, Tennessee, as far as physical therapy concerned, is actually a partial direct access state, which says that you can come and be evaluated by a physical therapist and actually undergo treatment for up to 15 days without an order from a physician. However, most insurance companies do require an order from a physician in order to cover therapy services. Occupational therapy and speech therapy do not follow those guidelines right now and do require a doctor's order to initiate care.
So probably safer to go through the provider.
It is much safer to go through the provider. That just kind of keeps everybody happy.
Well, and as far as people who say don't have insurance or don't want to do that, is it cash only also if they choose to come? Is that how it works?
Luckily, through CHI Memorial, we do have a foundation that can help folks that may be limited with health care coverage, and they are actually able to apply for financial assistance through the hospital system. So that is how we would assist people that maybe don't have health care coverage at this time.
So would that be part of the same assistance program that we use in my office? I'm assuming it's the same one.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah, there's an application process for that, Ed, and that's actually part of the calling up Memorial.
Oh, wow.
Is
yes.
To do that.
Well, Memorial,
great program.
Memorial seems to have all their ducks in a row, and it seems to be a good system to help people get their goals reached. I know, and I know about pelvic health. I know on the sheet that I'm listing, reading, pelvic health physical therapy also. Can you tell people about that? Because there's a lot of the people, I mean, I've been listening to health stories for 41 years and at Nutrition World, and a lot of people have pelvic issues. So explain that a little bit.
Yes, they sure do. So our pelvic health physical therapy primarily focuses on folks that may be having some difficulty controlling their bladder in one way or another, or having some kind of pelvic pain. And this actually can affect men and women. And I hear a lot from patients that it greatly affects quality of life. So that's why it is very important to get it addressed, to be assessed by a physical therapist, and hopefully be able to go out and do the things that you enjoy doing without having to worry about what that bladder is going to do.
And I will say it is extremely efficacious. I mean, physical therapy, I think, works better, if anything, than the medications with no side effects. The medications, a lot, well, it's true, and a lot of the patients do not want to go, and they think, oh, Kegels, I read about that. You know, but there's so much that you can do to help them, and the medications either are, normally from us, I hate to say it, high in side effects, or they're very expensive. So, you know, that's unfortunate but true, and yet physical therapy can do that without any medication, and all we're looking for is for the patient to be healed.
Yes, yes, I agree very much as well. I have come to realize that medication can actually cause some more complications and can limit us in ways that we don't realize. And physical therapy and just movement in general is a great way to get some hormones working to help with some pain control. And it's also a great way to learn how to heal your body mechanics so that you don't continue to have some sort of chronic injury.
Well, I know personally I've been involved with my own journeys, as we all have, and since I'm 116 years old now, I got a lot of stories, but I did have pelvic pain disorder for several years, and there was a book that saved my life, and I probably guess that you have not heard of. It's called Headache in the Pelvis by Dr. Wise, and it was the greatest life-turning book of my life, because with pelvic pain comes anxiety, poor sleep, sometimes depression, panic, mm-hmm. All those things can come because of the pelvic issues going on. And not because I'm not going to sit here and put a plug in for Nutrition World, but there's an herb called Angelica from another country, and the brand name is called Sagapro. It will reduce bladder frequencies by 50% in 7 days with zero side effects, because the drugs do cause some memory loss in some people, and it is a concern. But I am so glad to know that someone here also has a knowledge of the physical therapy part, because the one thing I learned is long ago, wearing too tight of underwear, that can be an issue for men. and sitting in a car for 5 hours driving to Florida last week. I have to maintain a good routine or my pelvic pain increases again. So I love people like you who can, you know, help teach people that, because it's not common knowledge. It just isn't.
That's right. It's not. And a lot of people just think it's something they have to suffer with, which is such a shame. So it's definitely worthwhile talking to your physical therapist and getting referred to a specialist to help you with those situations.
Well, and the other thing is, most men always say it's their prostate every time they have to go too much or they can't go well. And sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. It's the bladder and the pelvis area, because it's so constricted, it won't allow for relaxation into those areas. Mm-hmm. And you helping people like that would be awesome. Now, as far as sanitation and things, what do people need to expect if they want to come to you?
Yeah, so we have a pretty significant regime for making sure that employees and patients are all doing their part to prevent the spread of the virus. So the first thing we want you to know is that all employees are being screened every day. They are undergoing temperature checks and symptom checks to make sure that we are being healthy so that we can do our job to best assist our patients. And when patients come in, they will also be screened. So they will undergo temperature checking. We are monitoring the oxygen saturation every visit. And we have a list of symptoms that we are reviewing with patients every day just to make sure that we don't have any new issues that we need to be aware of. We are being very vigilant with our cleaning of our frequently contacted equipment between patients, and just doing our best to keep everyone safe and healthy.
Well, the oxygen saturation, and I'm a pilot, so I have one of those machines that I use when I fly airplanes. And luckily, you know, I mean, in an airplane, when you get down to under 89%, you better watch out, because then you can't think clearly. But so you're doing that just to, if someone comes in with an 80%, 85%, then you're going to do what? Now, this is for your employees, right?
No, that is actually for our patients.
Oh.
There has been some research that has examined pre-symptomatic individuals that have ended up testing positive for COVID, and they actually had a desaturation of their oxygen prior to any of the more well-known symptoms being present. So that just gives us kind of a more advanced knowledge to just recognize that if someone comes in with a lower oxygen saturation than they have been, that they may need to go ahead and go get tested for COVID, just to rule that out.
Out of curiosity for me, you know, other than a pulmonology office, I don't know of anybody else doing that within CHI, do you?
I believe, at least it's our rehab clinics. I'm not sure, Ryan, if any of our other ambulatory clinics are currently monitoring that or not.
Interesting.
That is so interesting, because it was funny. I'm a certified hypochondriac. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, I had the massive COVID come on. Of course, I didn't, but I had this slight cough. So I went into my aviation bag and pulled out that oximeter. And I figured in my head, and I'm not trying to take credit for it, that if I did have it, I would not have a 99% saturation. And I did. And so it made me feel better. And then the next day, what I did was I figured if I have it, I'm not going to be able to do 50 push-ups in one breath, which is what I normally can do. Well, I did 50 push-ups in one breath. There ain't no way in hell that I could be having anything if I can do that. In my opinion, I don't know. What do you think, Dr. Green?
I would say if you did have it at that point, you still didn't have anything to worry about.
I like that. Yeah. Hey, Becky, tell everybody, if they want more information, how can they access that?
Absolutely. So the best way to contact us is through our central phone number for the rehab department, which is 495-7466, and that will help you get directed to the location of your preference if you have any questions. And also, you can always check out our information on the CHI Memorial website, which is www.memorial.org.
Super duper. All right. Well, if you're ever by Nutrition World on Lee Highway, please stop in and meet me. And it's been a great conversation. And I know people are who have the need for it will be feeling very confident of not only the safety of it, but really your skill set.
And you did say the locations were North River and Hamilton Place Wise?
Yes, okay. We are in both locations. We are offering aquatic therapy. The pools are open at both locations. Oh. We are wearing masks. That was the other thing, that the employees are wearing masks, patients are wearing masks. We are using face shields when we're in the water. So we are doing our best to prevent the spread of the virus.
Well, I'm glad your pool is open. I was walking downtown. Aqua Tots was open. They were wearing face masks in the pool, which I thought was interesting. But I'm glad to hear yours is open. So many are closed.
Yes, we are glad to be able to offer those services right now as well.
All right, Becky, thank you so much for your time. And that is time for us to take another break, Dr. Green, and we come back. I want to be talking about using bug spray, believe it or not. Of course, it is summer. Mosquitoes are starting to come out, and I'm hugely adversely against DEET unless we absolutely have to do it. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And here we are talking about, of course, all the health. We're trying to minimize the virus talk. I mean, everybody's heard so much of it. They're sick of it. I don't think anybody can add too much to it other than our continued hopeful statements about don't live in the culture of fear, as Dr. Green says.
Be careful with watching the national, the local news is pretty good, but the national news is just so negative. And I can't take very much of that anymore. And I typically turn it back off. And it's unfortunate, but it seems to be that they're feeding that culture of fear. And it's, I just don't agree with it.
Well, the thing is that you can manipulate numbers to such a degree that you can convince anyone of anything if you do it correctly. And there are people who don't have the culture of fear who are looking at numbers and are saying, you know, again, it's not any worse than an average flu season.
And well, the flu season had, what, 40 million cases this last flu season, which still dwarfs anything we've seen with COVID.
Yeah.
I don't really think I've heard many people talking about that. Odd.
Well, I know I have an employee whose wife works at a medical clinic where the less fortunate go. I guess I don't know the proper word for that. They tested 300 people last 4 weeks because it's free testing. 300. Now, we're talking some of these are homeless. They're people living some on the streets and, of course, and in tight areas. One out of 300 were tested positive. One out of 300.
It's actually lower than I would have expected.
Yes.
A lot.
Yeah, I figured there would be 20, actually, 30, but no, one out of 300.
Well, so, what's getting me, and they're putting people on the national news, just like I've been saying, that you know, the test has a high false positive rate. Well, let me change that. There are a lot of different tests. So many of the tests being used for the free testing have a high false positive rate. I'm trying to be diplomatic with that, I'm not saying all, but many. That being said, they are now putting people on the national news, I'm seeing, saying, oh, no, you know, that may be the case, but that's not the reason for the marked increase in numbers. It's the businesses opening and the beaches opening. You need to shut everything down. And to me, again, that's the culture of fear. I know all of my businessmen and women that I'm interviewing are saying, you know what? It's my business. I want to be able to decide how I open, if I'm going to require a mask or not. And he said, and if one told me like a few days ago, and if someone does not want to abide by my rules, well, they don't have to come. Or if someone is scared to come in, they don't have to come. But, you know, we're adults and it's a free country. We should be able to decide. And that has been the general consensus of so many of my business patients. And I agree with that. So, you know, I want to spread a culture of hope and the fact that we're all going to get through this and it's going to be okay. And hopefully we'll have lower flu seasons and cold seasons in the future. I mean, there's some benefit.
I don't think there's any doubt we will. I mean, I'm a person who's always been a 3-second hand washer. I'm 18 seconds. I'm not quite making 20, but I've never washed my hands to the level that I have at the past 3 months.
Well, I have to tell you, I came up, you know, as I'm watching the patients and the masks, you know, you're seeing so many designer masks coming out. So I know we're going to have, you know, all the Vera Bradley masks and the, you know, Tory Burch and all this. So we're going to have, you know, fashion masks that we can't afford. But I've come up with a few specialty masks we'll talk about when we're not on the air.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, some are funny, but, you know, there's so much opportunity to actually enjoy this. I'm seeing the patients, you know, wearing in their Superman mask or something, you know, or Star Wars. You know, why not? Just enjoy this. It's okay. You can get out and enjoy life, be out in public. There's no reason not to right now. And unless you are over 65 with significant health problems, then you may need to be a little more careful. And I have a lot of my patients that are doing that, and I applaud them. If they are more comfortable staying at home, they're probably a little safer than being exposed. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it a bit. I mean, I'm not going to ask them to ride my Harley Davidson because there's a risk involved, especially if you're older and you're not experienced. So you pick and choose every single thing in life based on risk against benefit.
And I am wondering about testing. You know, we're not testing all of us asymptomatic providers right this second, but a patient had asked me that last week. I said, well, let's see. If it's flu season and I'm walking into work and I feel wonderful, am I going to walk around the corner and say, please swab my nose for influenza?
Yeah.
And the patient goes, well, no. I said, there you go. So I don't wish to go get tests for an infection for which I have no symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's been the consensus of most of the people that I work, let me change that, every provider I've worked with so far. They don't really want to run out and get testing for something they know they don't have symptoms for.
Yeah.
So, but that seems to be the consensus that I'm seeing when I turn on the national news, is that virtually the entire population appears to want to be tested when they're asymptomatic.
Yes,
I'm trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, it's dug deep into people's consciousness, this fear thing. I do want to say that three places that I have eaten at.
Locally, or are we back at the beach?
No, we're local.
Okay.
It was the week before, then also the past 3 or 4 days. I had not eaten at Rain on Lee Highway for years. Rain Thai food. Have you eaten there?
No.
Well, the reason I didn't is because I'm very, very sensitive to MSG, monosodium glutamate. It actually makes my heart race and keeps me up at night terribly. And it's found in a lot of Chinese and Oriental foods and other places. And I remember having that effect when I went there. So I went there with my daughter about 4 weeks ago, and I got the manager to come over, and I said, can you tell me what does not have MSG? And he said, everything that has the heavy sauces has it, because it comes in the sauce, and we can't take it out. But everything without the sauces, the heavy sauces, the like curry sauce, it does not have any. So fabulous vegetables and chicken, fabulous, a great atmosphere right next to Gold's Gym on Lee Highway. And then secondly, we ate at 1865 down at St.
1885.
The tequila I drink is 1810, so I always get things screwed up with this 1810.
Trust me, I got that one wrong for a while, and I ate at the same one. So we had it down there and ate outside. I was heading to Mr. T's Pizza, I've got to admit, because that's a great little place. But ended up outside on a beautiful sunny day, dappled sunlight on the outside seating area. Wonderful, wonderful experience.
It was. And I had the chicken, that's the Lily's, I think, the organic chicken, the coleslaw, and another vegetable. And it was top-notch.
We got a pimento cheese and okra. It comes with pita.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm trying to remember, like a club sandwich that we share. And they make homemade chips. That was the splurge for the day. I figured we rode a bike there, riding bike back. Why not have something good?
Oh, you rode the bike there?
Yeah. We rode the bike all the way there. It doesn't take that long. So, the Riverfront Parkway goes all the way down there, the Riverwalk. And, of course, it goes the other way, all the way to the dam. So it's it's partially blocked off. But
how much fun.
And Scotty's is right on there. We still like that. Yeah. I'm thankful for Base Camp for still being open. Uh-huh. And great food there. Ate at a new place, though, in North Shore. It's right by the Big Chill, Mexiville.
I've eaten there one time.
I had never eaten there. Walked by it a million times and saw a gentleman carrying some takeout. Smelled so good. Had to go. And the food was excellent.
I think I salsa danced one time there. I think they had that.
Well, there was no one salsa dancing, I will say that. But
dancing right now is not the business to be in. That's for sure. And then lastly is Urban Stack. I do really like Urban Stack because they have organic meat. Now, you have to look for it on the menu. Not all of it is. But the best burgers and salads and kale salads of anywhere in China.
And I have to admit, I have to have burger and fries when I go there. But they've got such a wondrous variety.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And I love that place.
So much quality. I do want to say I'm always... Sometime during the summer, I start my rant on the negative components of DEET, which is the mosquito and tick spray that we most people do use because it works. It does keep bugs off. The problem is that it can be a very toxic compound. And, you know, using one bad thing, two or three in a day is not going to hurt you. But our health is so adversely affected by large quantities. And everything you do adds with everything else you did. I don't care if it's the pharmaceuticals you took, to the hair dyes you put on, to the diesel fumes you breathe when you're on the way to work. It all builds on top of the other. And then you have a point where you start suffering damage. Well, DEET has some neurological components damaging to it. So what do you do? Well, if for ticks, I think you should use the spray that goes on your pants. The pyrethium spray, which is a DEET type of derivative, because it's not touching your skin, because the tick thing is dangerous. We know it is. And when I go out in the woods, then I always have two pairs of pants that I have pre-sprayed with all of this, and I get minimal amounts on my skin because it's on the outside of the pants. But, and I brought a bottle today called Badger Anti-Bug Spray, and it is totally family friendly, totally 100% safe, 100% DEET free, made by Badger. And I'm going to give
you. What's the active ingredient?
There's about six different herbs in it. Now, citronella, I think, is one of them.
Well, let me ask you something about that. So I have some friends that made a new beautiful outdoor seating area, and they've hung citronella plants all around the seating area, and sometimes they'll take the sprigs and actually rub that on their kids. What do you have? I've never seen a citronella plant before that, so does that work?
It wouldn't work as good as this concentrate. This has castor oil, citronella oil, cedarwood, lemongrass, rosemary, geranium, and peppermint.
And I've seen citronella and lemongrass candles, but I've never seen it in just a spray. Thank you.
Yeah, do that if you're out biking and you don't want to put the bad stuff on.
Yes, this is our reward for doing the show. I get free products to try, so this is well worth it.
I know, man. We both make about $3,000 a year is all we make, so we need all the freebies we can get. And my daughter, Katie, has a passion for the articles on toxicity and what we put on our skin, because in most countries, except here, half of the chemicals we use are outlawed in most countries because of the negative effects. But here they're not, because money rules. So if you want to learn more about that, go to Facebook under Earth Conscious Mama and just sign up. And she has written some of the most fabulous articles, things on breastfeeding, on prenatal, and on makeup that is beyond belief. Earth Conscious Mama.
And I'm trying to find the app that you can also look up the products. Was it Healthy Living? I'm trying to think what it was called.
One of them was EWG, and one is Think Dirty. Now, EWG had a different name, which I think is the name that you're talking about. But
Healthy Living, powered by Skin Deep and Food Scores. That may be it. I wasn't prepared for that one. But, it's, if I can figure that out, we'll bring it up later. But you can put in a product and see its score. So
yeah, and if it scores very poorly, I please encourage people not to use it. You know, you can get by with a lot of stuff when you're super healthy and young, but it does accumulate and it does do negative consequences with
time. You're talking about, you had a lot of fun and you ate some things that maybe you shouldn't have eaten, or maybe that weren't the healthiest for you, but you don't do it all the time. Your lifestyle is one of health and fitness, so you can, and my dad taught me that too, an avid runner. And when he would get on vacation, he would run in Baskin-Robbins, have ice cream, go. He did what he wanted. He enjoyed that week and then went back on it. Nothing wrong with that.
Before we run out of time, I want to make sure that I do mention, please, if you feel the worthiness of doing this, vote for Nutrition World for best of the best.
I cannot believe will.
It's already come around again. It seemed like it's only been 4 months, but I would appreciate it deeply if you can do that. I think you have to vote for at least three categories.
Tennessee's is now, and then North Georgia is in the fall.
Right. Yours is in the fall, and ours is right now. And so don't forget, blood testing will be this Friday at Nutrition World, and I'm just huge fan of knowing your vitamin D levels and your omega-3 levels. Those two are very important tests that are not paid for by insurance normally.
What's the lowest vitamin D level you've ever seen?
3.
Okay. Yeah. So I just saw 5.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's unusually low, but I have seen a testosterone of about 6 before as well in a male. And that's extremely low. So you just see these outliers sometimes, just like a triglyceride of over 30,000 about 20-something years ago.
Wow.
But yeah, you see some unusual numbers. But the vitamin D is so important right now also for the immune system. And people tend to know that. You said all of the sales are going up, and I have a lot of people coming to ask me, what can I do?
Uh-huh.
Well, let me tell you a few things you can do.
Yeah.
And they're learning healthy practices now.
Yeah, it opens the window for them.
One more benefit of coronavirus, not a negative thing,
that's
a good
right.
thing.
There's going to be a page of benefits from everything in life that's a hardship, and we need to focus on some of those because we tend to forget those.
If you focus on all the negative, how's that going to make you feel?
That's right. Well, it's time for us to take another break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is once again brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Or download their excellent app, which is free for Android or iPhone. So let's begin today with a quote from the well-loved Michael J. Fox. One's dignity may be assaulted, vandalized, and cruelly mocked, but it can never be taken away unless it is surrendered. Well, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says that, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." And Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says that, "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." We recognize that life often consists of a series of highs and lows, times of enjoyment and promise, mixed with seasons of challenge and doubt. Life is not a steady climb to the top, but rather a sometimes difficult journey consisting of both hills as well as valleys. All of us go through life's ups and downs, but as Christ followers, we have an incredible promise from God that we never have to face the valleys of life alone. The truth is that we need the presence of God in our lives during both seasons of challenge as well as success. Knowing that God is with us, we can face each challenge in life as a stepping stone towards success rather than as a steady decline towards despair. Our faith gives us hope in life. There is no situation in life in which God cannot meet us and provide the strength, love, and hope to help us stand up in whatever circumstance we find ourselves. God is always faithful and is always with us. And we are called to live lives of hope, love, and purpose. So live your life fiercely and with determination and courage. You are never alone. Well, Ben Carson said the following, "The most important thing for me is having a relationship with God. To know that the owner, the creator of the universe, loves you, sent his son to die for your sins, that's very empowering. Knowing him and knowing that he loves me gives me encouragement and confidence to move forward." Thank you, Ben Carson. Well, let me close with a word from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. I ran across something the other day that kind of hit me pretty good. It said, so far, you've survived 100% of your worst days. And, you know, that is so true. 100% I have survived, and so have you and everyone listening. So this too shall pass.
It shall. And it's, you know, we were talking a little bit off the air, listening to a wonderful sermon. It was talking about us being, you know, there's a great Christian band called Jars of Clay. And it's from a Bible verse about us being jars of clay, I think an Old Testament verse. But he was talking about, you know, the light of God in us shining through those cracks. You know, they don't all heal. A lot of, we both know that, everything that we go through, the trauma changes you, whether it's physical or emotional. You are never the same man or woman again after you've been through it. And it can change you for the better. And frankly, that light of life can shine through that crack, and it makes you more understanding, compassionate with others. The older I get, the differently I look at myself. I mean, it's, I know you know what I mean. It is something I look at myself as less and less perfect as I get older. And frankly, I can start to understand other people much, much more and empathize with what they're going through the more I've been through. And gosh, if we try to hide all that and hide the pain, you don't want to dump it on everybody, but you have to let that healing. We've already experienced healing. Like you said, we've lived through a lot of things. And we can help other people also get through things. That's part of my job as a doctor. And frankly, having been through it, when somebody comes in and they need to talk about it, okay, I'm ready. Let's do it. And we all need that healing. And we'll pull each other through this, like we keep saying every single week. This is a small, I think, a bump in the road of life. Everything that we're going through. And it's made out to be a world-ending event, and it's just not. And we're going to make it through just fine.
That was just lovely. I don't know if you ever have followed Leonard Cohen. He was a musician. He died like a year ago at about 82. But I always remember this part to a song that he sang. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. But that's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in. And it is so, so true. Off the subject of all of that, I do again want to say that, remind people, we are doing blood testing this upcoming Friday from 8 to 10 at Nutrition World. Again, checking vitamin D is very important, but it is offering every kind of blood test that you maybe personally would like to get that you have not been able to. The prices are discounted. It is quite a good deal to get anything that you would like. I do encourage people to get two tests, vitamin D and omega-3. I do want to talk about oil pulling real quick. Have you ever done oil pulling, Dr. Green?
No, but we've talked about it about a year and a half ago, I think.
Well, with your memory, I know that you probably got down to the exact show. But oil pulling is an ancient art of taking a special oil, when I say special, very clean oil, like coconut oil, and putting it in your mouth. And you're going to swish it between your teeth and gums for about 8 to 10 minutes. When you get done, you spit it out because it is packed with bacteria, with grit, with nastiness. It's actually awful looking. And I can tell you that it will whiten your teeth. It also, because see, we don't really kill viruses. We inactivate them because they're not like bacteria. And oil pulling will kill or inactivate a virus if it's in your mouth or in your throat. So I'm kind of adding it to my prevention list.
Remind me, what kind of oil?
Well, I've just used coconut now. Now, there are people who believe that you needed walnut oil or other oil. It doesn't matter. A pure, clean oil would be perfectly fine. One tablespoon. It will wear your jaw out to do this.
I was about to say, coconut oil is a solid at room temperature.
Yeah, and it takes, you know, 20 seconds to get it soft in your mouth. And it's not something that's super pleasant, but yeah. It has
that's
great benefit.
That's a project
benefit.
For me.
And you feel the difference when you are done. Well, you know what, Dr. Green? That already does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group, and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe and calm, fearless day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.